Hello everyone and welcome to the Horrible Photographer's Guide. My name is Austin and this is the podcast where I take you through my journey to become a better photographer. So today, this is the first podcast of 2019 and it's the first time that I've ever done a video and an audio. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you can also watch this on Spotify. You can listen to this on Spotify, Anchor, and all the other apps. I have it uploaded everywhere. And if you're listening to this, you can watch it on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. All the links will be in the descriptions of everything. I'll try my best. So as this is the year 2019, and I've had a good 4 years of photography experience, I've really gotten out there, I've learned a lot. There's still a lot more I can learn. I thought it might be interesting to talk about being a low budget photographer and kind of the things being flexible. So I think I want to start here with my studio. For those of you who are watching, I can put my hand on both of the walls, and if I put my feet up, I have my back against my desk and my feet are touching the wall, and both of my hands are touching either other wall. So this is probably a 4 foot by 5 foot square box. And the ceiling isn't much, the ceiling is probably 7 feet tall, normal 7 feet tall. So there's not a lot of space for me to work with in this area. And so I've really had to be flexible in being a photographer. And it's been the challenge, but it's also been really fun as well, because I don't always take photos inside my studio, but when I do, it's usually here or in my small upstairs kitchen, where I can make a mess and nobody will yell at me. So how is being flexible, how have I been flexible in this office? So in my office, you can't see, but underneath I have all of my camera gear neatly set up. I have tripod stands and I've got light stands, and a dry box because it's super dry here in Japan, set up underneath. So everything's kind of organized. And then for product photography, I have a shower bar set up above my desk. Now the reason I have a shower bar set up, a tension bar, it's a bar that you can extend. And the reason I have that is, one, because I need a place to clip on my lights. As a low budget photographer, I use clip on lights, just the work lights you can get at a home office supply, like Home Depot or HOMAC or Ace Hardware. And I put 5,000 Kelvin daylight bulbs inside. And then I clip them onto that tension rod. Now the tension rod also holds paper. Now that paper is just my background. So I have white paper that's currently set up. So if you're watching this online, you can kind of see the white background being held up by black and red clips that are clipped onto that bar. And this becomes my background for small product photography, where I'm just isolating it on glass, and then you can see the reflection. Another way that I have been really creative with working within a small space is creating a soft box. Now this has been a real challenge for me because only in the last year have I really started playing with lighting. So for those of you who are watching on YouTube, you can see two white panels, and those of you who are listening, they're white panels. And they are, all they are is just a simple panel, maybe centimeter by centimeter, a wood dowels stapled together. They're just stapled, or I don't remember if they're stapled or anything else, but they're just put together. And then I put on white paper, really thin see-through paper. So I live in Japan, so we have the shoji screens, the traditional sliding doors, you see they're all white. That's just rice paper. So that's what these are. I just took the panels and I just put on the rice paper, and it diffuses the light. What that does is it makes it soft light. If I were to shine my LED lights right now, as they are, completely opened up, it would be a very hard lighting, which is really good for some shots, but for most shots, I really want a light. I don't want such a hard light. So I diffuse it with these two things, which has turned out really well. Now, another way that I've been really creative and frugal, and some of the things that I've done, is the base of where I take the pictures. So on my desk here behind me, it's just a flat desk, probably about, I don't know, a foot in width or so. And when I'm taking photos, if I want to have a soft background, a soft bottom, it's just paper that's clipped on and then draped down over my desk. However, if I want to have a reflective surface without doing a lot of Photoshop, I don't use Photoshop, GIMP shop, I guess, editing, I will use glass. Now, a lot of people will use other materials, but when I put this together, I didn't really have any money. I still don't have a lot in the budget to get plexiglass or anything else. And since I have what I have now, I haven't really needed it. So what I have now, it's just normal plate glass. And where did I get the plate glass? I just found it on the side of the road, to be honest. I just use this when I have plate glass. This is a great way to shoot glass photography. So if I'm taking pictures of, you know, actual glasses or wine glasses or something like that, I put it on top. And then underneath the plate glass, I can put black paper or blue paper to get a really nice halo, to get that color reflected into the light, into the wine glass or the object that I'm shooting. And it also helps for reflections as well. If you get the angle right, you can get a really nice reflection off of the glass of the product you're shooting. So that's one way that I've really been flexible with shooting in such a small space with a budget that's non-existent. And probably the biggest thing that I have done to stay on a budget and save space while in this small space is the large lighting. So a long time ago, I bought some giant soft boxes on Amazon, the cheapest things you can find. They were $50 for two soft boxes with, you know, 50 watt LED lights and stands. $50. I don't even know the maker. They didn't come marked, so they're super cheap. I use these because when I started photography, of course, you want to take pictures of people. So I had these and I took pictures of people, but I found that it's not something that I really enjoy. So I just had them lying around, and when I started taking product photography, which I fell in love with, I saw a need for them. But they're super huge. I would say, golly, they're just massive. You know, if I were to hold them, I can't hug them, how big they are. I can't put my arms around. I guess I could. So what I did is I put another really large shower rod, a tension rod, up on the ceiling. I put it across, and so to save money, what I did is I had a really old broken down laundry rack that was held together. It was just held together with PVC pipe brackets. And so what I did is I took the tension rod and I took it apart, and then I took the laundry hanger that I had, the laundry rack that I had, and I chopped it up into little pieces. I took the very ends and I chopped it off so there's a little T bracket. One part will have the tension rod through it so it can slide back and forth, and the other part is facing down with a screw in it so I can screw in a piece of wood that I've shaped with a Dremel, and then I can hook that into my softbox. And then I can hang the softbox from my ceiling. And I have to tell you, before I could not. There was no way I could sit in my office and have lights on while at the same time having the camera. I would have to have the lights in and I would have to be super crammed in. I could not have a chair like I do right now. And I tell you what, it's been amazing. I've just put these up within the last couple weeks, and even with this system the way it is, the tension rods everywhere, hanging the lights from the ceiling and being able to move them back and forth, it has been a lifesaver. So if you have the same situation at your studio or house or apartment, if you can find tension rods at a, you know, $101 shop, that's where I got almost everything that I have in my, for photography that isn't a tripod or a softbox, was bought at the local hardware store or was bought at the 100 yen shop. I live in Japan, 100 yen shop, or the $1 shop. It's amazing the things you can find. So even though, and I don't have the best cameras on the face of the earth, but even though all of that, you know, I don't have the best cameras and I don't have any money, I was able to find ways around that. So if you're in the same situation as me, you need to be creative, think outside the box. And I guarantee you, you will find some amazing, amazing solutions to your problems. And even, so for me, like I said, I shoot here in my studio, and I also, the studio is actually a closet in my bedroom. So when I'm shooting here, I shoot here when I can. And then when everyone's asleep, and my wife sleeps in the same bedroom as me, so when she's sleeping in the studio, I can't use here because I'll wake her up. So I go into the kitchen where I have another softbox and a tension rod set up with the same system. The T-bracket sliding back and forth, held on with wood, and hopefully it will never fall. But there, that gives me an opportunity to be able to take photos in another spot and do different things. So over there, I can cook food. I can make food photographs that here I can't do. Here in my little studio, I can shoot cups. I can shoot anything, little Blair's death sauce rings, or, you know, anything. But over there, that's where I can also be creative with food, and I can cook blueberry pancakes with orange slices and a pink lemonade or something to really be colorful. And actually I've done that a couple times already. I took some pictures of some granola apple oatmeal that I cut up the apple here. Even look, for those of you watching, I have a yellow apple in front of me. This was used in a photo shoot just a little while ago, where I was taking photos of my breakfast, literally my breakfast. I cooked my breakfast and I took pictures of it in my kitchen upstairs. Everyone was asleep. You know, my wife was asleep in her room. My daughter was asleep in her room. Everyone downstairs was asleep as well. But I was able to come up here. I was able to cook. I was able to hook up, you know, turn on the light, make a little background, and use natural lighting and the softbox as well to take some pretty nice photos. So you have to be creative with your photography. And look, I'm not the best photographer, and I'm always looking for advice. So if you guys know any other hacks or tricks, I would love to hear what you have. And so maybe we can share our own ideas and create a little community of, I don't know, photographers who do everything DIY. So I just wanted to share a little bit about being creative and some of the hacks I've done for my own little studios, and to share them with you. So if you need any ideas, or you need something, you have no space like I do, in 2019, maybe it's possible that you can go out and you can create your own stuff. And if you're thinking, well, you know, I don't even have a microphone, I don't have tripods, look, go to a used store. I still have my first tripod here. I have two tripods. Actually, I actually have three. Two of my tripods are used, completely used. This, the one I'm shooting on right now is a SLIK Slick, I think, and it's secondhand. Used, that was for my wife. She got it for university and she never used it. The other one was like $2. I bought it at a secondhand shop. For some reason, we have the secondhand shops around here have these really crummy tripods that are aluminum and they're just horrible quality. But I use those forever. And even the microphone that I'm using right now, it's not the best quality. It's a Panasonic, $2 Panasonic thing that I got for recording my students' speeches. And you know what? It does the job. It's not the best, but it will do. And that's how you got to start. You know, I've only been doing photography for 4 years and I love it. And that's why I want to grow with you and I hope to create a community and connect with everyone and, you know, help everyone take better pictures, because that's what I want to do. So even though you have to start on the low level, you can go from there and build up. And so I hope that this little podcast, blog-ish video is helpful for you. And if you guys liked it, or if you have any comments, I would love to hear what you have to say. So leave a comment wherever you can. Hit me up, DM me. You can find me on all social media. Just look up Lance Sensei, and you'll be able to find LANTZ Sensei, and you'll find something of mine. And hit me up, DM me. Let's talk and create, and let's see what other solutions we can find to having no space, having no money, getting, you know, finding clients, which is something, you know, I'm slowly getting better at. So if there's something you want me to talk about, I would love to hear from you guys. And I want to thank you for listening and watching to the Horrible Photographer's Podcast, Horrible Photographer's Guide, HPG. And I hope that you have a wonderful 2019, and I look forward to creating more and taking photos and sharing with you. Thank you for listening and watching. Have a great day. Bye.